Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your
Angelic Karma. I'm back and we're live once again. Today is Friday, May 14th, and I most definitely... Today is Friday, May 14th. I have some a lot of questions for the men. I want to know you all's thoughts. And I've chosen this one. I may come on later and ask the next question. But I've chosen this one first because this one has been on my mind all night, ever since I did the podcast about Karen. This isn't going to be about Karen, though, but is... It comes from a response to what a Karen is. And that response has opened up a whole can of worms. It's opened up a lot of thoughts for me, that response, about things that I've always felt or thought or observed or just questions and me wanting to get you all's thoughts on it as men like that and see if there's any type of interconnectedness or what you all have observed, what you all have experienced. Most definitely what you've experienced would be more suitable to base your opinion on this specific topic. And all of you most definitely have experienced something different, unique to you in whatever your experiences have been. And in that question, what is a Karen? And a guy responded. A lot of men responded. A lot of women responded. A lot of people responded in general. And this isn't about Karen specifically, but the questions that I have, the thoughts that came up with me, for me, it comes from this question like that. Like that. So it's kind of, and this is it comes from this answer, excuse me. And this answer out of all the answers was the one that stuck out for me the most because it raised other questions. I like when people give answers and it raised other questions for me, or it gets me to thinking or seeing something the way I've always seen it or seeing it differently or wondering if other people are seeing the same thing or thinking what I'm thinking or something similar. And the question was, what is a Karen? And this person responded, as best as I can understand, a Karen is a white woman who has lost control of her emotions and logic because of patriarchal abandonment. And she extends the boundaries of the area she views as her psychologically owned and administered territory. Now, okay. For example, when a woman is pregnant, he writes, she will begin to psychologically nest out of a certain area. She views her home and yard as her sacrosanct territory, and she will exercise territorial aggression to defend it. Have you all, men that have been married or around a pregnant woman, noticed that or observed that? What do you all think, and I'm pretty sure your thoughts are going to be different, what do you all think about that statement about women when they're pregnant specifically, or in general being territorial about their home and their yard, okay? And showing aggression as it relates to it. Now, this person also states, in order to defend it, okay? This person also states, the man is there to make sure the territory and mate are protected, but he has another job of limiting her expansion. So to me, what is being said is that, okay, this reminds me of hunter-gatherers, caveman, cavewoman behavior. Now, and I feel that many women are close to that mindset, hunter-gatherer, cavewoman mentality. And I'm going to explain that later. So there will have to be men that's also close to hunter-gatherer, caveman mentality. Okay. Now, so he's saying that the man is there to limit her expansion, meaning he is able to stop her physically and verbally from expanding from her home inside the house, from getting her while she's in the yard and stopping her from expanding to the public arena, like in public around people. He's able to stop her aggression and territorialness like that. So he's able to put the brakes on the cave woman, basically, is what he's saying. So his job, a part of why he's there, is to limit her expansion. Her expansion means going out into the world with this aggression or territorial or behavior like that. That's what I'm getting from what he's saying. It's kind of answer that is like brings a lot of questions for me and a lot of imagery to my mind, because I'm imagining a caveman and a cave woman sitting in a cave, and the cave woman feels something intuitively in the yard. She goes out in the yard to defend the home or her nesting space like that, and the caveman, who is the ultimate defender of the cave and the yard, goes out to stop her before she goes out into the woods or goes out into like civilization amongst people like that. Okay, now that's what I'm getting. That's the imagery that I'm getting. Now, so, but he has another job of limiting her expansion, which I've heard men say, bitch, get back in the house. Okay. It's like caveman, cave woman. So meaning that if we fast forward that to today's modern time, this is what my mind is stating. Is this man implying that it's because of men, women act in a more controlled fashion when they're out in public with him? Is it why their behavior is contained? Or is it because of men, if they're out by themselves in public, how men will view them, they are containing their behavior? Okay, now, bitch, get back in the house, he states. Usually she does and waits for a secondary belligerent confrontation with her patriarch when he secures the area and comes back into the house. Okay. It sounds as if also the imagery I'm getting, the female cave woman intuits danger in the yard or feels because she's nesting or whatever, or suspects or doesn't know or whatever. Okay. And she gets to the door before he does, and gets to the yard before he does, and then he gets there and sends her back in the house. And then she expects a second confrontation because she was doing the job that is his. Okay, that's what I'm getting from this. Okay, now, so if we fast forward that to modern times and people that have hunter-gatherer mentality still, which they are still alive and well. I'm going to tell you why I know that. Now, so we fast forward that today, and when women go out, do whatever, or they don't, they're not going out and doing. He stated that it's because of patriarchal abandonment, that the Karens, quotation marks, are behaving the way that they are in public. So, meaning that if we fast forward that to today, in the hunter-gatherer mindset that they carry, if they are, because they don't have the masculine or the patriarch, that's why their behavior isn't contained. Because he's not there to stop her expansion and stop her from going out amongst civilized people and causing a ruckus and acting as if that's her territory and nesting spot also. It has expanded above and beyond the home life in her yard. So is this person stating that some women are more cave woman-like or wild-like than men are? And men are the ones that are calm, cool, and collective. And it's the woman that is, like, the one that will be only calm, cool, and collected emotionally and mentally because the man is there. Or if a man isn't there, she's calm, cool, and collected in public because of any man that will see her being uncalm, cool, and collected, it caused her to be calm, cool, and collected. Okay. So cavemen and cavewomen are amongst us. Okay. Now, okay, if your behavior is determined based on another person, a masculine energy, okay. Now, because I know for me, and being single, I'm very territorial also. I don't allow anybody into my home space that brings a lack of peace into it, which is quite easy. I just don't allow anyone into it. I'm careful about who I allow into my home life like that. And it's not in an aggressive way. It's just I make sure that who I'm dealing with, I look at the world and see who the most complaints are about, and I don't allow them or invite them into my house. And the people that I allow and associate with into my house, they tell me about how the world is that confirms me being correct in my stance like that. So, okay. And I'm not pregnant, but that's to not disrupt the peace. Now, when I go in public, I just seek comfort. I'll seek the comfort that home has, that I have created here at home. I seek that when I go out in public like that. So, and I try to bring it like that. Okay. Now, he states that get back in the house. Usually she does get back in the house. Usually she does and waits for a secondary belligerent confrontation with her patriarch when he secures the area and comes back into the house. He reaffirms her boundaries to keep her out of trouble. That's what I'm stating. So that's what he's meaning. So is what he is saying, meaning that the woman is more cave-like, cave woman-like, and needs to have boundaries. In the masculine energy, his job is to limit her expansion, meaning limit her taking her boundarylessness not only from the house and then taking it in the yard, but then stopping it there and making her feel that everything is secure in the yard. Bitch, get back in the house. You're not taking it down to Walmart. Okay, now. Okay, is that what he's saying? Okay, now, that's what I'm getting. Okay, so now. So, okay, and it keeps her out of trouble. As opposed to when we fast forward it now, how the Karens, they just go out in public and be whatever, be that like that. So nobody stopped them from expanding outside of their yard. They took it to the streets amongst civilization. Okay, that's what he's saying. That if a man would have been in the house, unless he was a feminized man, if the Karen had feminized him, when she left the house and took it to the yard, and he would have said, get back in the house, bitch, or get back in the house, Karen, he wouldn't have been able to do anything to stop her. She took it to the Pizza Hut like that. Okay, so is that what he's saying? Now, so it's like, so, is that what he's saying? And he also goes on to state that the problem was for 17,000 years of human behavior, the man was the king of his castle, and his wife was a domestic servant to him and the family. So began the power struggle. So if the woman in her cave woman state was already beating the man to the yard when she sensed or intuited or emotionally felt correctly or incorrectly that there was trouble lurking or smelt the trouble lurking or incorrectly smelt it or smelt it correctly, wasn't she already, the power struggle had started then? And he said, bitch, get back in the house. So there were already about dominance and control and whose job was whose. So wouldn't she already have been masculine? Or equal to him as it relates to territorial and wanting to protect the territory, be it because she was nesting or be it whatever was wrong with her? The only difference between a caveman and a cavewoman is one has a vagina and one has a penis. And I'm going to tell you why I state that. And it's based on today. Now, so he states that she was a domestic to him and the family. So began the power struggle with skyrocketing divorces, broken families, substance abuse, and now sexual perversion and sexual identity crisis, never having been seen before. The result is patriarchal abandonment of these females, he put quotation marks with females, who now have no boundaries and extend their territorial aggression to the Walmart, libraries, their workplaces, YMCAs, etc. Now, I think there's some truth to that. Now, this is him. And I know that there's cave women, all of us, because of evolution, we have that, some more than others. Now, and even with women, the way they choose a mate, they're choosing mates or they choose companions. I look at this from observation. They're either choosing a companion. Companions are for people that are in the nursing home or close to it. Now, or they're choosing a mate. They most of them are choosing mates. Or they choose in the psychological framework of what it was when they were cavemen and cavewomen, truly, is, and the women choose it. I see more cavewoman in them. Doesn't mean there's not caveman in the men, but I see more cavewoman in the women like that because of even how they choose mates with the criteria of it could be, it's not about the, how, because they always bring up hunter-gatherers and about how the man chooses based on the physical appearance and the woman's ability to have children. And how the woman chooses on the man's ability to provide. And that's her only criteria. We have some women, if you fast forward to the day, that are still choosing based on that. Cave women. Because when you're choosing a partner, not based on his appearance, not based on your sexual attraction to him, not based on it going above and beyond his ability to provide, you are a cave woman. Because it means that even if you're choosing, you're not sexually or physically attracted to him, you're in cave woman mode when the man just said, I choose you, bend over, I'm going to give it to you, boink, like that. And it surprises me when women say that, and I'm wondering if they understand what they're saying. Because if you're not choosing a man based on his physical appearance and your physical attraction to him, when you have sex with him, what, okay, it's just like in the hunter-gatherer days, which their mentality is still stuck there, and you, it's for other reasons you're with him. His ability to provide. Or him having to have chosen you. It can't be because of the emotionality that the man is bringing to the relationship. And that's it. Because they would even complain and say most men are not emotionally nurturing. So they're making their choices, the female cave woman, based on hunter-gatherer mindset. Hunter-gatherer mentality. A man should bring a multitude of qualities to the table. Your physical attractiveness to him should be number one because it depends on sleeping with him. But in hunter-gatherer days, the cave woman mentality didn't have physical attraction. They were just as cold as the ice cold men they complain about today. Because if you don't have physical attraction, you're cold. You're cave woman like. Like two animals just having sex because the man is there. There is no physical attraction. It's choosing just a mate or choosing just a companion because it is not based on a multitude of qualities, a combination of qualities that the man needs to bring to the table that attracts the woman to him that goes above and beyond what she would have been had not chosen in her cave woman mentality fully, but would have chosen her. Like that, if some women still function on that. So, to the guys, what do you all think about what this guy wrote? it most definitely had me with a lot of imagery, and it most definitely, it kind of rang true to me from what I observed from women and behavior and things like that. So, and it is like, you know, because even with that, even with how a lot of women go downhill once the man leaves her life. So there was a lot of dependency there. Now, and him equating sexual perversion and broken homes, what else did he say to it? What did he say? Okay. Broken family, substance abuse, and now sexual perversions and sexual identity crisis never seen to this magnitude. The result is patriarchal abandonment of these females who have no boundaries and extend their territory aggression to the Walmart. I feel that it's true. I do. Because I feel that the way they even choose partners is cave woman-like. I do. And that there's a, for these specific women, there's a passionlessness that they don't have. And there's also maybe an emotional wound, if we fast forward it now, that those that seek out partners because they need emotional validation or emotional wound fixed, it is like, and it's always been about the power struggle. And the power struggle actually started in the cave. And those are the groups of people that are still having the power struggle today. Men and women that are still having that same power struggle. We could just fast forward it into now. So the power struggle started in the cave.